get a shield.
Yeah, get a flying shield and not give it to Ty.
Well, like, you could steal his, and
yeah, that's true.
You could just roll for it to see if he can keep it. We could engage player versus player and just see what happens to Grimnorn, you know.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard to play your own character when you're not here, right?
Yeah, well, I could play him. I'm sure I would do a fine job. Yeah, let me log into Foundry. Oh, I am logged in. Maybe I should make sure I'm gonna log out, log back in again. Did you try turning it off and turning it back on again?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, this is episode shit high something something.
70 something.
ECC White Rock. Yeah, 70 something. Where the hell's my logbook? Uh oh. Oh, here it is. I have too many. Like, the White Rock pile is getting very big. I guess I could put that thing away. This is 73. Wow. Yeah. It's amazing. Oh. Well, we'll give Gersh a little bit of time, but we can do what people are drinking. Let's look at the order of folks in Discord. Derek, what are you drinking?
Water, just water.
Okay. Wow. Is it spring break for your school district?
No, we're back. We had spring break last week and the week before.
Oh, wow. Okay. Pete, Diet Cran Apple?
I actually am not drinking anything tonight.
Okay. John?
Get all perched.
Yep. Yeah, well, I don't want to pee all night.
I've had a couple million cocktails, and I am having beer now.
Okay. Did you guys go out, or were you just drinking at home?
Drinking at home.
Nice. Carl, how about you? Oh, sorry.
In the honor of our DCC, I'm drinking Belvini 14.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Classy.
Wow.
Nice.
Classy as fuck.
By the way, one of the reasons why is because we were on spring break a couple weeks ago, and so it costs like $105 at the Classics here in Huntsville.
Uh-huh.
And went down to Florida and got at the Classics down in Florida for $85. I was like,
oh, wow. Nice. Yeah.
It just shows you how much.
Rent a truck, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like there's any laws against bringing alcohol across state borders. I'm sure that'd be fine.
It's got to be above a certain amount.
I'm sure you could find a driver named Smokey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like a truckload might be above that amount is all I'm saying. When you drive it, well, I guess it would have, like, if you drive a rental truck into a liquor store and then show them an out of state license, they might get a little suspicious.
Yeah.
But your GM is, so, you know, I've been doing the peppermint tea, and I found if I put a few, maybe five splashes of Buffalo Trace in there, it's almost hot toddy-ish / mint julepy. So it's pretty good.
Nice.
So that's my relaxing evening drink recently. All right. Let's see. Did we ever get a Gersh? Not yet. All right. We can recap. And hopefully he can get his mom off the phone. I'm just, yeah, so many mom, I'm playing D&D memes popping in my head. So last episode, I'm assuming, Pete, do you have a recap?
Well, because I'm trying to remember, I skipped a few here and there, and I don't remember if DCC was. So the last one I have is 228. Is that our last one?
No, 33.
Yeah, so I think I might have missed the last time.
Last time we just bullshitted because somebody.
I'm not counting that one. I'm talking the last one we played, which I think
was 228.
It was 228. Yeah.
Okay. 228. All right. So I have a thrilling recap. We were in a crypt. We found jewelry worth 400 gold pieces, and I got 11 XP.
Okay,
nice.
That's quite a recap. It was, in fact, the finale of the Delphi Mansion arc. You had cleared off the top three levels of the Delphi Mansion. You went down to the basement. You used your journals with a lot of help from your GM to find the secret door. You went in, there were guys chanting. They kind of ignored you. You kind of moved around and kind of like went up to them and went blah, 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 blah. And they kind of like turned away, but like they were kind of taking notes on in front of some statue. After some chatting, you realized that these were neutral clerics that were studying the magical disruptions, and also that the magical disruptions seemed to be centered on the statue, which was a weird dimension shifting toad like thing with weird things coming off of it, tendrils and shit. It also turns out that the missing children were in an adjoining room, a lot of them headless. I think two of them were still alive. But the clerics looked like, not like they'd done it, but they had perhaps let it happen. So you you proceeded to kick the shit out of them and take a couple of them prisoner. I think, yes, you did. And then you journeyed deeper into the crypt level, eventually coming upon Marcus Delphi himself. He was in the middle of a rite trying to attach some weird tendril-like creature onto a headless body in a suit of armor. You said, fuck that. Attacked. Grimnorn, actually. Marcus turns out to be a very high-level wizard. There was some spell dueling. Irilidar tried to spell duel. It didn't go super well. There was a wall of fire that he cast, which the dwarves braved going across. It did a shit ton of damage. And then there were lances of fire coming out on subsequent turns, which killed Grimnorn. So that was good. Always nice when one of you dies. not permanently, but... finally, he was a magic user, didn't have a lot of hit points. You'd gotten, like, I think maybe Angus had gotten over to him and done some hits, or some javelins had done some hits, but it was Norwood casting sleep. So he didn't spell duel, he chose to do sleep, and I think he rolled like a 30, which put Marcus Delphi into an eternal slumber, from which he can only awaken if he... it was something stupid that Derek came up with.
Yep. Something that'll never happen.
Swallow a flaming ruby. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. I think, didn't you just kill him anyway, though? Or somebody maybe. Did. Yeah, I think he got killed anyway. Then, you know, the tentacle thing that was trying to attach to the, like, you interrupted the ritual before it could get anywhere near complete. I think Angus stomped on the thing. It went splat. And so then it was all over except for the cleaning up this sanctifying things and all that, which we kind of zoomed over. You guys marched back to Silmar. You were given an impromptu parade as you brought the two children back. Of the many that were missing, those were the only two left alive, but you know, you do what you can do. You went to see the magister who had given you this quest to commute Grimnorn's sentence. He hammed and hawed, but said, yeah, fine. Out Norwood. Norwood is free, on probation, I guess. Double secret probation. And the magister said, he knows you're staying at the Slumbering Drake. He said to stay in town, you know, the typical. The Delphi family may prompt us to have to ask you some more questions when we talk to them. So, that was it.
Woohoo!
No Gersh yet, huh?
No, right, he's still trying to talk to Mom. Can't get a word in edgewise.
Oh, Jesus.
Skip, Carl! that's impressive. Is that the Gersh?
Maybe.
It is the Gersh.
It is the Gersh.
Mom!
I don't know if anyone else has a mom like that, but...
Oh, yeah.
Mom! We have lots of memes for you in your honor.
Trying to play D&D.
Well, finally, that's what I had to do. I'm like, look, I'm supposed to be playing a game with my friend. She's like, oh, okay. It's Wednesday. I'm like, yeah, if you knew it's Wednesday, why the fuck keep calling me?
Right. Oh, the Ralph one is great. Nice, girl. Yes, Ralph Wiggum trying to go back into mommy. Nice. Oh,
I gotta go look at this.
We just did Garbage Time, and then you missed the recap, but the TLDR is you killed or permanently put to sleep Marcus Delphi, then killed, and saved the day, had a parade, you're back in Silmar. Yay.
Yay.
Or, you know, and that is somewhere between the Pete recap and the Duck recap.
The Pete recap.
All right. The Pete recap was went in a crypt. I got 8 XP, something worth 400 GP. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. How you doing, Gersh?
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Sounds like you should get a drink. What do you
drink? I have one.
Nice.
Granted, the closest thing I was able to grab was a Coors Light, so not that impressive, but I'll
get something
better later.
Yeah, sounds good. All right. Well, you're back in Silmar. You probably have some loot, so you could do that.
We're supposed to email shit. That's right.
Eh, whatever. I know it's never going to happen. I say it, but, you know, whatever. I may have put treasures in there, and I may have to try and figure out what the hell I was thinking, because I don't write that shit down. And I don't say it out loud, because, you know, you guys are listening, so.
can we do a blanket... cast magic on the shit and just see if anything's magical. And...
Yeah, we can zoom through it, but you got to remind me what you have. So,
yep, I got it up.
Okay. Well, let's see, how many items do you want to identify?
Let's see. Looks like 1, 2, three.
I mean, I assume you'd go to, I think it was like the maps place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the maps place.
4 or 5. It looks like we got like 5 rings of we've collected.
Maps. 5 rings. Okay.
Oh, well, 4 rings and 1 cloak pin.
A cloak pin? Hmm.
Cloak pin with an eye.
I don't remember that one. Shit.
Well, you wrote a dollar price next to it, so maybe that means. We would have no interest in selling it.
you mean in identifying it?
Yeah, you said it was 250 gold. So that might have been a giveaway of
sell
okay. Shit.
Yeah, let's use this as like I would imagine since you're going to be resting anyway, Norwood could detect magic, and you could just figure out which one of them doesn't glow. And let's say that if it has a GP, it doesn't glow.
Okay.
All right. So remind me what I said about the rings.
The first one was a ring with a fancy insignia, magic runes.
All right, let me see if I can have a...
That was early on. Written after the
Delphi Mansion?
Yeah. Written after the ivory chess pieces, so...
All right. Well, you guys probably don't have to pay to identify that. I would say, you know, if Illidar looks at it, he would recognize that there are elven runes on it. Give me a trained intelligence check, Illidar, as you're looking at this ring with a woodland theme and elven runes on it.
Oof.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe you should pay to have that identified. He rolled a 3, which changes into a 4.
All right.
So just next. Pay 200 for all 4 of those rings then. And as you give that one to Remy, he kind of raises his eyebrow at Arilladar. I was like, you didn't know what this was, huh? It's a ranger's ring. All ranged attacks gain 1d6 to damage, and you don't ever run out of arrows if you have that ring on.
Ooh.
All you need is one arrow.
Plus 1d6 to damage? That's huge.
Yep. It's a big one.
Too bad we don't know anyone that could read runes that uses a bow.
All right, what's the next one?
So just so everyone knows, I'm reducing. We had 6 times 100 GP jewelry. Yeah. I'm reducing it to 4 for the cost of identifying the ship.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, that sounds good. All right. Describe the next
ring. Is a cloak. Nope. Ring with grayish metallic colors with a desert scene engraved around the band.
Oh, yeah, I remember this one. Is that what I meant? Huh. That one's kind of cool. The Ring of Ding. No, that's not it. No.
Darn.
No, it's that you don't want the Ring of Ding. Let's see if it land. No. Can't remember what that one was.
The random table. Remember?
No, I mean I rolled them on the random table, but like I didn't write down what I'd rolled. So I have to like search for Huh, that's interesting. Do that. You said it had a desert landscape on it?
A desert scene engraved around the band.
Okay. I'll say, we'll just use this one. The ring gives you +1 protection, so +1 to your AC, +1 to saving throws. You can... once per day, transmute water into sand, like say a bucketful.
Transmute.
Sorry, sand into water, I think would be more useful.
Yeah. Okay. That would be a lot more useful. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, that is what it says, but I'm thinking about it like, what good would that do? All right, what's the next one?
Next is iron ring well made.
Oh, I think I think I was thinking of this one. Yeah, this is the Ring of the Iron Golem. When you put this on, your constitution score becomes 20.
Nice.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I think I know.
I think we need to keep that one.
Need to keep that one.
Yeah,
Mr. No Constitution of 2.
Yeah. Now we will track your real stamina, and if it ever falls to 0 because you die so many times, then I don't think this ring is going to save you. But
yeah, but still, man, that's pretty fucking nice.
Silver ring with pearl in center,
and because there's no 20 in DCC, let's just say 18. Okay. Silver ring. Silver. Let's go.
So do you get the plus HP from it then?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, until you like it would show up when you put it on, and you know, so whatever that bonus is, +2 or +3.
I mean, if Kai's not here, I'll have to happily take that.
Yeah,
well, I can take it. That's as someone that has the lowest constitution, I would think you should take it.
Stamina, you mean?
I will give it to you.
Okay, thank you. And what is?
Go
tell
ahead.
Me, what is this exactly again, Duck? so I can put it in my sheet.
Let's call it
the Ring of the Iron Ring Golem. Of the
Iron Golem. That's right.
Ring of the Iron
and,
Golem.
And it puts your stamina to 18.
Woo! Ow. Okay. New equipment. Ring of the Iron Golem.
And Mr. Soft Wizard, I'm going to hand over the plus one protection transmuting desert thing to you.
Oh, to me?
Ooh, or the, yeah.
Yeah, that gives you plus one AC and plus one to your saving
throws. Saving throws. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, you need that.
Ooh, I like the desert ring.
Robe wearing. It's obviously a real dar. Like you get the ranged thing. I think that was a good
one. Is he still here? He's not saying anything.
Huh? What's this? You talking to me?
Gorilladar gets the range.
Gorilladar.
He's muted.
If he responds in the next 5 seconds, maybe. Otherwise I'll keep
it. Oh, I was muted. I was muted. I was muted. I was muted.
How quickly you come back. Yeah. Silver ring of Kroll in center is the last one, Duck.
The silver one is the Ring of Kronos. It's also a plus one ring to AC and saving throws, and it will triple your lifetime.
All right, I'm going to take that one. But I have already a just standard ring of protection that I spent my money on a while ago that does the plus one AC, plus one saving.
How much did you spend on it?
Oh, I don't remember.
This are you going to sell ago. It? They don't
no,
stack.
I'm going to give it to Aurelidar.
Okay.
Nice.
And it's what plus?
Plus one to your AC and one to your saving throws.
Plus one saving
throws. Or actually, hang on a sec. Before I hand it over to you, since you just got the other one. What's your AC and what's your AC there, Priest Boy?
My AC is 16.
Although I will say Aurelidar is more likely to be on the front line recently.
Yeah, yeah. And my AC is 16 as well.
All right. Are you okay, Hansy, if he has
it? Yeah, okay. That's fine. Okay, just so you know, in just a second here, I actually went up to level 7. So,
ooh,
wow! Damn.
Yeah,
there's no possible way you could fail your lay on hands now.
You get extra HP too.
Yeah,
I want to triple my lifespan just because I kind of gave my soul away to that guy.
I like this. Yes, good.
So.
Yep.
Good, so I'm good not looking to die anytime soon. All right, yeah. I think that's it. There's also a plus three dagger. Yeah. I didn't know if it was special or at all.
No, it's just a plus three dagger. I mean, you could use it as a... Well, you've got your dagger of return,
I got mine. Yeah.
You got lots of daggers.
Give it to the shitty wizard.
Ooh. Yeah.
Plus three dagger.
Okay. Yeah, you could throw that. Yeah.
Okay, so plus three dagger goes to Norwood. And then everything else we'll probably just sell, except the pair of crutches. I think Norwood wants those for some reason.
Yeah, and you can sell them. You can do the math later. You don't have to do it right now.
Yeah, no, exactly. I don't think there's anything else.
Okay, so I assume you guys are gonna rest, get all of. How long do you have to rest for there, Norwood? You're the probably
6 days.
Okay.
So is that gonna give everybody up to their max then?
I would just assume you're going to get back to your max because, you could get laid on hands and shit.
Yeah, get laid. Yeah, exactly.
And if something happened, we could go early. The spell burn, it's you get one back for each day you don't spell burn, I think.
Right.
So,
right.
So, I mean, if we headed out a little early, because I've been saving all that. So, like, the only reason was able to do that sleep is I saved everything till the big guy at the end.
Yep. Yep.
Right. So I'll get all my luck back in that time then.
Yep. Yeah, and well, I mean, the magister did tell you to stay in town, so
yeah. There you go. And of course, I would always follow.
You would definitely listen to him. At some point after 3 or 4 days, a very bored-looking city guard comes to the into the Slumbering Drake and ask for you guys. Who's going to talk to him? Everybody? Nobody?
Yeah, we'll talk to him. Yeah, whatever.
Angus and Chen.
Yeah. You know, he might come around lunchtime, so, you know, most of you guys are probably just getting up.
Yeah, not hammered yet, so, yeah, we're good. Yeah.
He says, my lord magister sent me over just some questions. The family's raising a little bit of a stink, nothing we didn't expect too much, but some statements of what happened in that Delphi mansion. There's some items missing, jewelry. Yeah, like a chess set. I don't remember if he even took the chess set. Some rings, some very nice rings the family had.
I don't know about any rings. I mean
when we got there,
it was pretty hectic there. I mean, it was we had to get out of there quick, and we got the kids out.
There was a group of cultists at the location, so I find it odd that you'd be questioning us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. I mean, hey, this is friendly. I mean, it's just a formality. We got to ask everyone involved in the case. Of course, we're torturing those noble clerics, and he makes air quotes, that you brought us, they'll give it up eventually, I'm sure. Give me a trained personality role, Angus.
Okay, let me get to that here. Personality role.
Personality.
Oh, not so good.
Yeah, he's like, but you know, your story just isn't quite making sense to me. Let's see, is Iriladar there, or Todd is there? He's like,
yeah,
that's a very nice looking ring you got there, my friend. Where'd you get that?
I bought it in my travels prior to coming to Silmar.
Well, what town did you buy it in?
I'm pretty sure.
Give me any
other towns that are around here.
Give me a trained intelligence roll to see if you can come up with a town.
I don't know this world that well.
I know. That's why I'm calling you on your bluff. Jesus. Like, that sounds like a made up town to me, buddy. Let's see what he does. He's like, I'm going to go make a report to the magister here, and you guys stay in town. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
There's also some questions about, what happened with Marcus Delphi himself, and his. We've been to the mansion, and the cleric scene investigators, CSI, if you will, have some anomalies in their collection of evidence. So, yeah. You guys just stay here. If you leave town, that might be trouble. So I'll be back in a few days. So at this point, go ahead.
How far is this into our rest period with?
It's like you've got like 2 days left before everybody's rested at this point.
All right.
And let's say that. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, we can. I mean, this shouldn't be an issue. Let's just hang out. It's not like
Well, here's what's going to happen. Like, he doesn't come back for 2 days. You're all ready to go. Are you going to wait longer, or are you going to go?
Let's wait a day.
Okay. Really? Because he's going to know, the family member is going to be like, that is our shit.
How do they know if we're not wearing the shit when they come to us?
He makes a good point.
We take the shit off and we put it somewhere else. It's not like they're going to search us for it. Or we
get them
here we can find a place to hide the shit. So
yeah, these are all great ideas.
See, they're not that hard to, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean,
they only arrested what's-his-face, and we had to, like, go off to some crazy-ass mansion.
You know,
they got proper assholes for rent.
I was going to say, does the ring still work if it's not on a finger? Like, if it's inside, do they still get the bonus?
No. It does not work on your penis either. No.
Penis ring.
Okay. What,
well, it turns out it's actually a ring of constriction.
But seriously, we could salt these things away. We don't have to wear them in public.
You know, there's a dungeon that you've cleared out on the south side of town. Like, there'd be places to hide it in there.
No shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a feeling this is going to go horribly.
But... Oh, now this is good. I like this.
That's okay. Well, we'll hide all of our ill-gotten booty. We'll sell what we can. That's just a generic whatever. That.
Yeah. Are you gonna like the stuff that can't be identified? You're gonna sell.
Yeah, I mean, we probably would have already at this point if we were already like 5 days in.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, we would.
Yeah. The question is, did you just go to like your normal places and sell them, or did you try? I'll give you a retcon. What would be the right roll here for Todd? You're going to try and fence them because you're in the Thieves Guild now.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I'm not even going to make your roll. Let's retcon and say you fenced the stuff through the Thieves Guild. So maybe take like 100 GP off your total.
We could do a percentage. How about that?
Well, whatever. Yeah.
That's like 10%. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. So we'll calculate all this off.
Yeah. Take 10% off, but you're safe. Yep. And so you guys, and then you go hide them, you know, maybe in that tower, the underground tower of whatever that you found before. So a day after you were planning to leave, Schmegma comes back with his partner this time, you know, and they're in Silamar equivalent of really cheap rack suits.
Is Schmegma's partner Queef?
Hang on, I'm gonna borrow.
Is the detective's name Loth? What? Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna ask Iriladar for my ring back, so I have a ring on.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, they come back and they're like, well, we've got a few more questions for you guys. Glad to see you stayed in town.
Nothing high.
Nowhere to go. Still resting up.
Yeah. We've got a list here, and he pulls out a little parchment. And let me see your ring there. And he points at Todd. So you show him the other ring.
He's
kind of going through the list and is like, you're right. That's not the ring that we're looking for. Okay. And he kind of looks the rest of you over and he's like, his eyes narrow a little bit, but he's like, I don't see anything. And you kind of get the impression that, you know, maybe he's like, maybe the family are kind of assholes. He's like, yeah, you guys are clean. We appreciate your time. And they head off.
Yeah, and thanks for help. I mean, you know, let us know if you need any more from us. So
he waves his hand without turning around as he goes away. Angus, take an XP. That was nicely done.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep. All right, you're free. You're free.
All righty. We'll gather our stuff and swap and blah blah blah.
Okay.
We just have to remember not to wear this shit in Silmar.
I think you're probably okay at this point. Like, it's going to die down. Like, well, and if somebody does a fumble, like, you'll run into one of the Delphi members in the street and they'll scream at you. But there's nothing you can do to prevent that. I guess you could say, I'm going to take it off in town, and that would prevent it. But I'll just come up with some other way to fuck with you. So
we can have clock rings in town. So, yeah.
That's right. You can. All right.
Are you telling me my rooster can't have a ring?
That's discrimination, sir. Why, I say. All right. Your cock is, of course, named Foghorn Leghorn. all right. So what are your guys' plans? Going to head back to White Rock?
Yeah, we should.
I gotta level up real quick.
Okay.
I mean, I can do that. I can do that while everybody's doing their thing. Or because last time I leveled up, you actually random rolled my spells as opposed to me
I'm going to go get another beer before we do that.
Okay.
So. I didn't know if I was going to get to pick, or are you going to random roll them?
You can pick. I'll let you pick this time.
All right.
I mean, I think the spirit of DCC is random, but I don't know how many more spells do you get?
I get 1 second, 1/3, 1/4.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yeah, no, you've gotten enough random ones. Go ahead and pick them. Three. Not bad, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's whatever. I haven't died recently, so.
Yeah.
That was a Rillidar. You should roll under you. Maybe it'll be higher.
All right. What are your, we can do this while you guys are figuring out what you want to do. Are you planning to go like the normal path back to White Rock and go in through the front entrance?
Let's do a potion check. Do we need to stop and maybe see the grandparents on the way?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We need to stop.
Yeah. The old lady's a little more random potiony.
Well, before we leave town, let's
buy it. That dude's bar. Yeah.
Quintus in the bar will sell you. And do you still have the price list, Todd?
I think somewhere I do.
Is it in a journal, maybe?
I thought I copied it somewhere.
Let's see. Delphi Mansion, Gnome Hall, Party Journal. Journal of Mighty Grimnorn. That's not it. Party Loot. Did we put it in there?
Costs at Costmart. Nope. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, pushing costs at Costmart. There you go.
All right.
Everybody can see that, right? If you go on the journals, there's party loot, and then number two is potion cost at Costmart. So, I'm by the way, we don't have to do this right now. You can just like once we know how much gold you get, then you can spend it and get potions. So we don't have to do it now.
Okay,
you can just do it after.
Works.
All right. So. What's the thinking? Guys, going in the first level?
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. Did everything go okay when we left last time?
Well,
that's a great question. I can't remember whether we've been out through there again since we hid the dead bodies and all that stuff.
Oh yeah, right. You guys remember? You mean you killed? There was the whole murder in the bar, and then they were looking for people, and Hansi was like glowing, and so very hard to hide. But I'm just going to arbitrarily say that after your rescuing of the, like you feel like your reputation with the local constabulatory is A-okay. So you don't think you're going to have any trouble.
We're slightly positive in their eyes.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. You've done them, even though it was under duress, you've done them a solid. You helped solve a case. You got some annoying families with missing kids off their back. Of course, now they have an annoying rich family, like asking questions about how their,
family jewels got
their family jewels and their main, their son was killed, whatever, you know. I don't think like they, I don't think the Town Watch has a lot of will shed a tear for the Delphi family as they're
pretty well. Spalding was not their best fate son.
Yeah. So. Yes. So yeah, you feel like you could go in the front door with no problem.
Yeah, let's go through the front door. Let's just, put our balls out there and go.
Okay.
Excellent.
Why don't normally there's a there's a 20 gold piece per person entry fee. You had this waived at the Hills Heroes of Silamar when you had rescued the people from the slave pens, but that's kind of faded into the distant memory of everyone, including
we get no bonus gym. for bringing in the kids back.
Well, that's what I want to let's say you go to the the first level of White Rock and try and play up your status, somebody's going to give me a trained personality role to see if that works.
All right. Who's got good personality?
Probably you. I think you're the best. You're the only one with a positive personality bonus, Angus. Maybe Hansi?
Yeah, I got a plus one.
You're
all plus one.
I got a plus one.
You guys decide.
Do you want to suck it up, or should I suck it up?
And I'll tell you what, if you guys can convince me that you're doing a great job trying to convince these guards that you deserve the discount, I'll give you another +2.
Yeah, I mean, how could you not give it to us? Because we've done so much for this community. We brought back children from who knows what would have happened. I mean, 3/4 of them died.
I mean, are you a father?
Yeah. Think about the children. Think about the
children. Yeah. You can have another +2. All right. Give me a trained intelligence roll, Angus. Yeah,
I thought it was personality.
Personality. Sorry, I meant personality. You know what I meant. Okay. Yeah, nailed it. So with the +2 is a 19. Yeah. Oh, well, of course, Sir Dwarf. I've heard all about Angus and his amazing exploits. And and the other dwarf.
It's the rest of these guys here. I mean, come on. It's not just me.
Yeah. Well, sir, honestly, actually, can I have your autograph?
Sure, of course. I mean, you know, just keep it on the down low. I don't want to have to do this to all everybody.
Grimnorn, come over here. I need to write on your back.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, you get in without the, they stamp your hands, of course. So you can go in and out, for, you know, a week or so. You have a week's worth of, rations. We'll zoom through. So now, if you remember what you've learned about White Rock, the first level was outside, and there's an entrance stairs down to the second level. On the second level, there was that elevator with the ogre that went way down deep. And then on the third level, there was that underwater passage that led, and there were some crawfish.
Yep.
That you fought, and there's an underwater passage down somewhere that you didn't really explore.
No.
And then otherwise, there's the fourth level, which you're not sure you've entirely cleared out.
Hey.
And which level has the elemental lady on it? The organ plane lady?
That's a great question. Let me look. I believe it's the fourth level. Yeah. It is the fourth level, yes. Right. So there's a quest there, which I think I've given you hints, like, goes across multiple levels. Like, you have two of the things, is that right?
Yeah, we got two of them. We got the...
And you made the harp since you've been there. Yeah.
Yeah, so we got the harp, and we got the flute. We don't have the drums.
Have the drum heads.
Yeah. And honestly, yeah, that's a great question. Where the fuck are the drums? Let me look. But you didn't miss them. I'm pretty sure about that, but I can look that up. Let's see. That is... Yep. You did miss them.
We did miss them.
You did not miss them.
Okay. All right.
I said didn't.
I think we should clear out the fourth level because this is going to be relatively easy for us.
Yeah. Before we go swimming.
Yeah. What do you guys say?
I'm all for it. No, I'm all for it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Always be clearing, right? ABC.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Always be clearing. We get some steak knives out of the deal.
Mm-hmm. Where did I put you fuckers? Did I delete? Oh, yeah, you're up there. Okay.
Silmar.
No, I meant on the fourth level. I'll put you back over here.
Where were we last when we were down there? We were like on the sixth level?
Fourth.
Oh. Yeah.
So we're on the same level as the person at the piano or organ or whatever.
Right.
So we
haven't been
to the fifth level yet. So.
Okay.
No, this is good. Yeah, let's do the fourth.
Why being all right, let me put you guys here. I'll activate it in a sec. Standby. All right. And let me do that one. No. Where's the It's lighting, lighting. Reset fog of war. Well, I won't reset fog of war, I guess. Okay, let me activate this because you guys would be able to remember. Let's see what you guys can see.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. There's the small glowing piles of fluorescent rocks. Do you guys remember what you do with these?
We don't go near them, right? Go around them?
Yeah.
Yeah, because shit falls from the top, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah.
I don't know if we ever did anything with them.
You didn't. You may have been attacked, like, once or twice, but and then you figured it out. You're close to remembering it, but you're not 100% correct.
That's good. Yeah. Good for us.
I'll unpause it here.
Uh-oh.
What's happening to Hansy there?
I am trying to enter my spells.
Oh, it's weird. It's like you've got a light. And it's like I'm zoomed in on you. It's like in your belly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's just a very low radius light.
And I think you rolled as me, right? Did that happen?
Yeah, as long as you didn't get extra HP.
Okay.
Did I roll as you?
Yeah. That's why I rolled my attack just to see if it was straight for me.
You
had him selected.
I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah, no, my HP looks right.
Okay, what you guys gonna do?
That's a good question.
We are going to.
Did we not? So did we go around the perimeter here? Is that how we got through this?
I believe that's what we did last time, yeah.
Thiefy thief? Should we go through? What do you guys think?
Where do we...
What, wait, to walk around the end? Yeah, we walk around the outside. And there's all those traps down that one hallway, so we always used to go down the secret hallway.
Yes, correct.
Oh, you do go down that different hallway.
Yeah, because that's where we found you.
Right, well, that's what I was gonna say that if we walk down that hall, you see that Rilladar gets visibly shaken and upset and sweaty and doesn't look comfortable.
Did we not do everything?
You did a lot. I don't know.
Oh, we never did in the weird where there's that stone dragon thing. I don't think we went down the bottom southwest area.
Well, what about over here? This doesn't look like it.
Where? That was the spiders. That was
there were spiders.
Room. Oh, okay.
And everything was sleeping, so we...
I think Norwood cast sleep on the spider mother. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yep. So you did do that one. Yeah. It's really, there's a whole, like, you know, I mean, I'm looking at what, who can see? Hansy can see. Oh, how come? Jesus, who's that?
Somebody I'm stuck in a wall.
Everything. Oh, maybe that's why you can see everything. Rilladar.
No, I can see anything. And it won't.
Light. I have light, an outline of everything. Only light in that room that we're in, but I can see kind of the
shadows. Yeah, you can see everything, which is weird. But that's fine. Whatever. You've almost cleared this level. Yeah.
So let's head to that room in the southwest where I think we came across a skeleton dragon of some kind, I think.
Down here or up here?
Down here.
Okay.
It looks like there's some shit over here.
Where are you?
God, I can't.
And this is water over here, right?
I don't know.
No,
those are just terrace steps. That's where the the ghost is. The elemental lady who's looking for the three instruments. This is an organ. This is where the stuff was, and this is just like an amphitheater seating.
Oh, gotcha.
Steps. Okay. Yeah.
Then maybe I don't see everything because I didn't. This is black right in the area that you just clicked. So it doesn't Weird. Matter.
Okay. I know you guys have been down there, but maybe you weren't. I don't know.
Maybe I wasn't.
Yeah, it's black for me too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you guys, it's down this passageway here.
Yep.
And there was a rock fall that you went through, and there's a room down here.
Yep.
There's an amphitheater.
Oh, and actually, you've all been through here. This down here at the south end of that is how you got into the Gnome Academy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then what else have we not done?
The southwest is correct. Like, you haven't, like, this big room had all the troglodytes, moms and kids and stuff, yep. right? You really haven't gone down this way, have you?
I don't think so.
No, I guess not. Was that the troglodyte room? I thought the troglodyte. No, I guess it was the troglodyte.
No, the troglodytes. Remember, they had guards all the way up here,
and then all the right? little.
And
kids.
Then this was. So these were all the like warriors, and then this was all the like the little kids, like the settlement area.
Okay, so let's head to the little kid room, while avoiding all the traps we know about.
Yep. Yeah, there's these pit traps on the main hallway. You can avoid them since you know that they're there. You can just kind of climb around the walls.
Yeah.
Can somebody move Grimnorn? You guys are on pause if you want to move, by the way.
Yes, can somebody grab me too?
Yeah.
I'm almost done.
Yeah.
Here, I'll take them all. I don't even know who was whose.
Just be careful where. Oh, now we're got it. Okay. God. Yeah, remember you had to go around the outside, you Doomcoffs.
Yeah.
No, because we said we were going to go around, so I'm just trying to... I didn't think we had to actually do that. Because I'm trying to grab a couple at a time. So I just was trying to get there as quickly as possible, but I knew we were going around
Norwood,
the side.
Norwood, are you moving Norwood there?
No. I was moving... Who was I moving?
Right. Grimnorn? Norwood. Is moving Norwood, I assume, right?
Yeah, I was. I was moving me.
Yeah. Yeah. How come you didn't go around the outside?
Because I was... honestly, because there was a while that the game pause thing wasn't showing, and I couldn't move. And I was like, I was just trying to move. Uh-huh. That's all.
All right. I'll let it pass this time. The key is don't go... Like these. There are two squares. This square... And the center of it's here, and there's and then this the that square. That square. Don't go through those squares.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. I unpause it.
There you go.
All right, and we're going around the edges of the.
Yeah, I'm allowed to.
We also didn't figure out what to do with the glowing rocks, so we
push in the Rillador. Well, I think he just told us the glowing rocks identify which.
The troglodytes place them there so they know how to avoid the piercers from above.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to them. There's no. It's just like it's like a bunch of moss that glows. There's no value to them.
I see. Yeah. So they're surrounding the two traps.
Right.
Gotcha.
I need to configure settings and say left click to release shit.
How come I don't see other people's names? I thought I did.
Oh, I mean, remember I redid the whole...
Okay.
Yeah, the only one I see is Todd Cobb. It's hard to figure out who's who.
Because, yeah, hold on.
And Norwood. I can see Norwood's name.
We're special.
Did we leave anybody in the back? No, we didn't.
Okay. Well, we left Norwood because I don't know where...
Norwood's back there.
No, I'm up here.
Yeah, and everybody else.
Someone else. There's someone back there. There we go. Yeah,
you gotta move.
I was trying to stay with someone behind me.
We got to bring Hansy along.
Hansy is busy leveling up, so you guys, he asked you guys to move him.
I know. I can't see him now.
I was trying to keep him.
Which one is Hansy?
I'm going to fix it.
Let's see. I don't know who is
right here.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, okay, so I think...
It's like fucking kindergarten.
It is.
That's right. You got a problem with that?
Always for everyone.
You chose this career path.
Yeah. All right. Can everybody see Norwood's name now?
Yep.
Yes.
We can.
Okay, token. Why did it do Norwood again? Weird. All right. Token, identity, just for everyone. Token. I had a macro to do this. I should get that thing working again. Appearance, just for everyone. Angus, token. Always for everyone. Todd. Token. Always for everyone. All right. Is that everybody? Oh, no. Realtor. Token. Oh. Rillidar was marked as hostile. Why didn't that not work? Huh. Token hovered by anyone, always for everyone. All right. I should make sure everybody, I should have done that while I was doing this. Let me make sure. Link actor data. Link actor data. This makes sure they you stay synced with your character sheet. Okay. Grimnor is good. Hansy is good, and Norwood is good. All right. Excellent. All right, I will unpause you now. Yeah, so as you enter in this cave, you know, it's the, there's kind of a rotting smell, you know, maybe some corpses still lying around, dripping water. It's the... it's like there was a massacre here.
Bunch of dead female troglodytes.
Yeah.
Alrighty, let's go.
And children. Don't forget the children.
Oh, they mostly ran away, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They all went into the
water. I don't think you guys actually killed too many children, but it was the moms protecting the children.
Yeah. Well, you know.
If we see any heads poke up, we'll...
Creating future enemies. Yep.
Come on, people.
Are these things hills in the middle?
I think they're pond. Oh, they are.
No, hills. They're.
We got to bring Hansy to you.
I can bring him.
All right. Got to bring Grimnor. Come on, Grimnor.
Right. I am back. I can move my.
All right. Well, you never seem to be able to move your fucking guy anyway.
He's moving this time, believe it or not.
All what's right. this all right, up so here?
We send Todd down the road for a little bit to.
Yep. I'm going to put on my Uber goggles, night vision goggles.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice.
And
I've got my bow out.
Who's in? I would assume at least one of you has a torch. Does like Hansy have a torch?
Yeah, but he's in the back.
Keep your torch in the back.
Or dark
don't need it.
Oh. Yeah, keep your torch in the back, but.
All right, let's see. I'm just going to do a.
And Grimnor should be. In the front, too, as well.
Yeah, so. Be right behind me. You can see in the dark as a dwarf, yep. I think.
Yep.
Wow, the radius of this, is the level all fucked up? Huh. Configure. Grid. 50.
Is it me or does it seem like Foundry's not quite as easy as it once was?
I mean, this is version 11. It's possible. I don't know.
Yeah, just seems like
overcomplicating things.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, well, that's kind of what happens with software development, though. So, let me make this. Let's try 200. Wow, that's too much. It's crazy.
Sure, you're doing something, but I have no idea.
Can you not see the light from Hansy?
No. Well, I see something.
I see him blinking.
Yeah, he's like, basically blinking. He's
blinking. That's it. Yeah, that's his torch.
I don't see anything coming off of it.
Well, don't put a black light on there.
All Maybe that's what it is. Let's see. Let's try that.
Yeah, one of you come over here and help me light my torch.
This ring of constricting is...
All right, there we go. That's how's that?
Okay, now I see something.
Yeah,
I think it was previewing it for me and not for you guys.
Alrighty. So as we go along, I'm going to be searching
for. And I think I've already got you with night vision. Let me just check.
No, I don't. I don't know. I could see down the hallway, so maybe.
Yeah. No, I'm going to see. Well, because you put your night vision goggles on, I'll.
Yeah.
Let's see. Vision. Yeah. All you right. are able to see 60 feet, so I'll keep that on there.
All right. You
know what? I can't see up. Yeah. I should be able to see.
So I'm going to be searching for pitfalls, but also searching the ceiling because it has bit us in the rear before. So
take an XP just for whether or not it means that there's anything there. Who knows? But yeah, take an XP.
And we've
let me actually read. Let me look at this section. Okay. All right. I will unpause. You guys are free to go.
Alrighty. So I will slowly be going and searching and.
Yep. Yada. I got it. I will allow that.
Alrighty. We have come to our first junction, everybody.
Ooh.
We will head north.
Okay.
Is somebody going to drag the other people behind us because they don't see?
Well, Hansy is. I thought he was able to move his own counter.
I got Grimnorn. I'm coming.
Okay, right. and Pete has Grimnorn. All right,
I got Grimnorn.
All right, where is our mage who always seems to?
He's actually fairly close up. Yeah,
right. I'm right behind Riladar.
Oh dear lord.
Uh oh.
Pausey McPause. I'm just checking to make sure I haven't missed anything. Nope. Okay.
Yeah. We're coming up on another.
I didn't think you were going to go north, but okay.
You're going to take the first turn.
Yeah. No, that's good.
All right. There is something.
Since we've done dungeon delving.
Which way you want to go, Todd?
There's something to the right.
I see keep right, don't you?
Yeah. So I see, it looks like a skull and other stuff. All right, I'm gonna peek to the left and then go to the right.
Okay, I'm gonna be at the corner. Ooh, there's skulls.
Are Norwood and Riladar coming?
It's eventually. Weird. Yeah, no, I'm trying to get him, but I can't seem to click on him. But then he paused the game, so I don't know what happened.
Grimnorn? I can click on him.
No, I could click on Grimnorn and move him, but then it wouldn't. Now all of a sudden, I couldn't click on.
So it's a new instance of Foundry. Everybody, do this. Go to game settings in the upper right.
Okay.
Go to configure settings, and in all, scroll down. Or maybe it's core.
Tokenizer.
No. Maybe it's core. You want to, it's in core. If you click on the core on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
About halfway down, left-click to release objects. You may have to make the window bigger because the checkbox is off to the right. And check that.
Okay.
And then close it. Now, when you click off a character, like...
Oh, there we go.
Don't ask me why Foundry does not do this normally, but...
Yeah, so you think that'd be default.
No, because what you have to do otherwise is you have to like click on like the ruler and then click back on like it's so fucking annoying. Yeah. All right. I will move Grimnorn up next to Angus because that makes sense. We'll move. I'm going to tighten you guys up. I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but you know.
Nothing's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Only a big cave of the skulls in it.
Yeah. It's fine. Fine.
You know, skulls, sometimes people just go somewhere to die.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
This is their burial chamber.
It's just the natural circle of life.
Yes.
Okay. This natural cavern is perhaps 40 feet in diameter and appears clean and dry. Along the north wall is a gruesome display of skulls and decomposing humanoid heads, all spiked to the wall. To the south is a rotting pile of organic debris, perhaps a bed. When you peek down, it just appears to the west. You just see the corridor continuing. So I'll unpause.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't think there's a bunch of shit in here that's worth our while, but we can look.
But okay, so I'm gonna sneak.
Okay.
And try to see what's around that corner there.
In the room? Nothing. Yeah, it's just more of the room.
Okay. Nothing moving?
Nope.
All right. Unless anyone wants me to investigate further.
I think we're...
Check the bed. Check the bed.
Drugs or anything in here.
Check the bed?
Yeah.
Who said that?
I did.
Right, go check the bed. We got the door.
Just don't shut the bed.
Well, we'll keep watch for you. You just keep looking. All right, fine, if it's not in there, it's going to come this way anyway. So
that's true. All right, I will.
Can you see?
I'll investigate the pile of bodies, the bones, and the bed for any digested goodies.
Yeah, is there a note that says I'm a troll?
Give me a trained intelligence roll.
Oh, all right.
Ooh. Oh, wow. A 20, listeners, a 20.
Nice.
Like a lightsaber. Maybe you spend a little time with the cleric scene investigators, but you're able to actually ascertain from the bones and the kind of the comparing this to what you saw in the, when you guys were investigating the troglodyte, you think this was the cavern of perhaps the troglodyte leader. The trophies are, perhaps an indication of that. But it appears like, and it's probably been like a month, at least 2 or 3 weeks since you guys cleared out the guards in the main cavern. There's evidence that this leader has left. And there's actually, there's quite a few, you think there may have been a contingent of troglodytes that survived your, half-hearted purge. Not that you were trying to purge, so it's thus half-hearted. Because there's a lot of different footprints on the floor, and you can see, a lot of marks. And then, but everything's, a lot of the items are gone, anything you would think there's stuff that you can't really carry very well, but in trash, but it looks like it's been cleaned out.
Alrighty. But that may also mean.
I will also tell you, since you rolled a 20, that you find a secret door to the north.
Ooh.
If there's that many, if there's that many footprints, where do they head?
Yeah. I never made into a secret door.
Trixie troglodytes.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'll do this. And so it's right there. When you search in there, you find things that you think maybe the troglodyte couldn't use. So there's a suit of +2 chainmail, size for an elf.
Oh,
silver chainmail.
Silver chainmail?
Yeah, +2.
+2?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second.
There's pointy
ears. Very nice. A very nice looking longsword. Might be magical. And a,
I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
Yeah. And a musty rat gnawed tome looks like it might be a spell book.
Hmm. All righty. I will hand the tome to Norwood.
And it.
Can I read it?
Yeah.
And Arilidar, since this looks like this will fit you. I don't know if it's better what you got, but
He has a pretty fancy longsword. Well, I mean, I don't know.
No, the armor. Suit armor.
Yeah.
Now, the longsword.
All right. Yep. Okay. All righty. It's time to roll for spells. Well, it could be a cleric spell book too. Let's see. It is not. It is a wizard spellbook. And all right, let's see. How many spells? He asks. How many spells are in the spellbook? 3. And there is a first level spell, a third level spell, and a third level spell.
Nice.
Okay. And we need to get out.
I love random turns.
Yeah. I got my D24. We need the D30 for the first level spell. 12. Find familiar.
Ooh, this somebody's is level getting, one.
Yeah, level one is find familiar. Level 3 is slow. And haste.
Oh, nice.
I was just going to ask, can I reverse it? But then...
Yeah. Nope. You have to have the actual spell.
You have to cast now. On me continuously.
Yeah. I'm sure, like, I know, like, in we would do this in Pete's Greyhawk game, like, because Dave had the fighter character, and I would always cast, you know, and he'd get like God knows how many attacks per round. But it's supposed to be every time you do that, it like ages you. Although he could cast it on you, and then you've got the 3x ring, so you'd be fine.
Yeah,
you'd just live a normal
life. Yeah, saw me 3x. Is off.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get the sense there was more in the secret room, but they took like the smaller stuff with them. So.
Yeah, that they can't read, so they.
Yep.
Stupid chocolate.
Dogs. Oh, but you know what? And I'm sorry, I missed some of the stuff because my daughter had come in, and so I was on mute. But that silver chainmail, I can't wear that though, right? Because I have to wear a mithril if I'm not going to have a penalty.
It's mithril then. It's mithril. No, you just can't wear iron. Silver is fine, actually.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's why I said silver.
Yes, and it's fit for an elf, so it's you okay. Or anybody.
Yeah. Okay. You.
You might not be able to use the longsword because it may be a normal iron longsword. So, but you already have a longsword. So,
yeah, I do.
Yeah, you have a talking longsword. So,
yeah, a talking one, right?
So now you got plus 2 AC. If look at you, you're becoming a small little tank.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! Don't forget to. Did you guys put your ring effects on your character sheet? Like,
yes.
Okay.
I did.
Good. Excellent. Oops, that's the wrong book.
Yeah, the plus one to the saving throws is super handy.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
That's why I have like a reflex of plus 7.
Yeah, that helps. Saving throws are important.
Alrighty, guys. We're heading west. Tag along.
Okay, guys. Okay, we're going. Yay! To the west.
All right. Okay, well, that's good to know. All right. Let's see. 12. All right. Yeah, you're not quite close enough to see everything yet.
Nope. I will wait until I see some bodies behind me before I continue to go forward.
Nobody's moving.
Hey, nobody is moving.
I'm coming.
I'm coming.
I'm waiting for the dwarf more so than the new armored elf.
Grimnorn? Yeah. Oh, so you got into, so somebody's moving Grimnorn. Okay.
Yeah.
Elf 2.0. Yeah. Did you take your hit point boost, Angus? Did you figure out what it was?
No, I did not. I didn't get that. So I get it. Two more HP.
What's the bonus to 18 stamina?
That's what I need to look up. I have a feeling it's plus 3.
Well, when you put 20 in your character sheet, what's it do?
It's
18.
Only 18.
I said I made a ruling that's because
Then it's
I think five versus two.
Yeah.
Is it plus 2?
Probably. Is that what it
says? What was your stamina modifier to HP before?
Minus 1 probably.
Yeah. What was your? Because you should probably write down what your stamina was before you put the ring on.
Well, I didn't because I'm incompetent.
I told and you to honest. Keep track of that. Damn it! We can look in the old. We can look on the other server because that wouldn't have been updated.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe I'll just make you roll for it. Where are the modifiers?
So I write my original luck in the language line because I didn't know where else to fuck.
I mean, my stamina before was pretty shitty. I think it was like a 7 or 8.
Yeah, just make it. We'll just say it's an 8.
Okay.
Where are the... Boy, you would think that that would be up front.
Yeah.
Roll ability scores. See page 18. Ability scores... ability score modifier 18 is plus 3.
Ooh.
So plus 3, I don't think 18. You ever put the minus 1 in your hit points. So just, and what level are you now? 7?
I am 6. I'm not quite 7.
So add 18 points to your hit point total.
18 points?
Yep.
3 times 6, John.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, if your stamina was 18, you would have been plus 3 at every level.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. See, that was a big thing I gave you.
It was.
Or that you found and justly deserve, maybe.
Yeah. Just showing up.
Wow. 18.
Family vacations.
Yeah. Guess who's gonna be kicking some ass now?
Yeah. Who's gonna be just going batshit crazy here?
Yep.
Alrighty, all right. Everyone's
I will unpause.
Me. Okay, yep. Here we go. I see 2 big ass rooms. Looks like a lot of beds and shit.
Yeah, I'll pause while I read. All right. Let's see. To the north, you see a chamber that's perhaps 30 feet long, but at least 50 feet wide. One wall is covered with hanging silk nets. I think it's, let's see, maybe the northwest wall. And the southwest wall is occupied. There's several hammocks around, and there's an unlit fire pit, which I don't know if you can see. Yeah, you can see the corner of it. That's this thing.
Yep.
To the east. The other room. This chamber appears to be about 40 feet in diameter. Along the, it says east wall, which I think is the south wall, are hanging racks that hold javelins and clubs. Along the northwest wall, whatever, translate that. They got the directions wrong. Are nets hanging from pegs? Remember, the troglodytes used to use nets. On another wall, there are numerous hangmats sunk 2 feet high, attached to the wall with metal spikes. We can probably, if you're not going to, like, this was the main barracks room for the guards, the troglodyte guards that were not on duty. Are you going to search?
I'm going to search. I'm also going to, because I had taken a net before from them and had used it, so I'm going to grab, like 2 nets for myself.
They're probably
not reasonable to...
The nets that are left look like they're in pretty bad shape because they probably took the good ones with them. But give me a luck roll.
Okay.
And I think you want to roll under your luck for this to be good. You did. I thought it was on a 5, but it's still green. Yeah.
It looks 14.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. You're actually, you think with like, you know, half an hour's work, you could make them usable. So go ahead and just take the two nets.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Yep. Otherwise, you find a small collection of gold, 10 gold pieces in nooks and crannies. But yeah, you do notice that right here, there's a net trap hanging over, but it looks like it has to be manually triggered. And there's apparently no one home. Once again, following up, since you rolled a 20 on the last one, right? It looks like they left, and you could tell from all the weapons that remain are kind of, you know, the crappy ones. And in order to find the treasure, it's like, you know, somebody obviously forgot some stash or something. So,
okay.
You don't think there's no secret doors or anything in here that you notice.
Alrighty. I'm going to fast forward myself down to that first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nope, it doesn't let me do it. Never mind. I'm going to slow crawl myself down to the.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. I can do it and take you across walls. You can't. You can't do that. You might want to wait for everyone else.
Yeah. So once I get, I'm going to wait for everybody.
Move along.
Must move slow.
Oh, those extra hit points you got to drag around. It's slowing you down.
Well, I thought dwarves were natural sprinters, Angus.
Yeah. Eat my beer.
Alrighty. And away we go. Okay. Oh. It gets a little narrow here, guys.
You moved the wrong person there. Sorry, Realtor.
Get a little tight.
That's what she said.
Oh, all right. We're gonna go north.
Yep.
Okay.
Nope. It's like a weird ass.
Oh, you disappeared.
Dead end here. Let's go north again.
The other north.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
You're still using your SOP for exploring. Give me a trained intelligence roll, Todd. Okay.
Not quite the 20.
No. You are surprised by ba-ba-bum, dramatic cave moray, and it gets cave a walls. It's nasty too. Nice. It gets an ambush attack on you. Just do this, boom. Yep,
that'll hit.
I'm guessing AC 27, 5 points of damage.
I will apply damage.
All right, and let me get everybody. So here's like you don't think that anyone else can get in here. The cave is so narrow, and range attacks. Maybe spells would work. I'll just put you guys all in combat anyway. But it's mano y mano.
See,
there we go.
Yeah.
And do that. So I don't know if you guys want to do anything. Angus, you're up. Like,
what can
you're not going to be. You can't get in to attack it. There's just not enough room. If Todd wants to retreat, it's going to get an opportunity attack.
If I can't get up there, there's nothing I can do. So I'll hold.
Okay. I mean, the only thing I'm thinking of is maybe one of the spellcasters can do something, but we'll have to see. Otherwise, it's mano y mano. Realtor, are you going to try and do anything?
I was thinking maybe trying to get up there and maybe try to use the flaming hands.
Okay. Read about flaming hands, but
oh, my face!
Oh, it's my ass.
Richard Simmons.
Yeah, you think that might be a little risky.
Yeah, that's probably going to be really risky.
Yeah, you can move up there if you want.
Norwood suddenly magically appeared.
Yeah,
I'm gonna move up to where Norwood is.
Uh huh.
And kind of look over Todd's shoulder.
Exactly where I did not want you guys.
And said, Todd, do you need anything? You need any help?
You good there? All right. Todd, you're up.
All right. Well, unfortunately, you guys put yourself there. It was just Angus up at the front. I'm going to do a retreating withdrawal.
All right. It is. It gets a special attack because of its nature.
All right.
So it gets to go again.
I get to do some kind of reflex save.
And what was it, Todd?
Nope. Oh, nope, he fumbled. Yeah, you're good.
All right.
What was it, Todd?
It's some kind of sucking thing.
Yeah, ready. It can suck away.
And I wanted to make sure I was behind Angus. I got plenty.
Can I see it from where? Can I see it from where?
You don't see anything now. Everything's fine.
Oh, and I take my, as I enter the light area, I make sure to remove my goggles.
Oh, good. Yeah. All right. It's Grimnord's turn. We'll stay in combat for no reason at all.
Watch out, guys. There's a
Grimnord's going to, who's playing Grimnord?
Yeah, that's a good question. You, I mean, Pete was controlling him while
Pete playing them.
Let me see. Let me grab.
He's not going to be out. He's back here.
Go kill Grimnorn.
Right, so he's kind of in the back. He could run up there on his little steady.
He can move 15.
He can move 3 squares. Get to
about here.
Okay. Get him to about there.
I like that. Get him right.
Or he could not attack and he could move in here if you wanted.
No. I wouldn't want to put him at risk.
Okay. All right, Hansy, what are you going to do?
I'm going to cast Holy Sanctuary.
Sanctuary!
Okay, here we go. Let's see if the new levels fixed everything.
I would have assumed that you got Absolution, so your approval should be back to one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Woo-hoo. 20. Okay. You cannot be attacked very easily. It's just you, though.
Mm. Yep. Oh, well.
Yeah, that one's only super powerful if you get a super crazy roll on it.
Mm-hmm. Like, it hurts. Bleeding.
All right, Norwood, what you going to do?
I can't see it?
No.
All right. I definitely saw Todd Cobb run away.
Yes. Yeah, Todd says there's something there. Could be his imagination, for all you know.
I'm going to come back this way, then.
Okay. All right.
I clearly have some wound on me.
All right, Angus, it's back to you. I guess you could move twice, because you held your action from last round, so you could move.
But I can't move past Grimnorn, can I?
Sure. Why not?
All right.
He's not up there. Why is Irilidar moving?
That's because I clicked on Irilidar.
So. Yeah. Whoa.
Angus.
Yeah, Grimnorn, you can slide past Grimnorn there. It's just if you go into this hex, no one will be able to help you.
Okay, so what do I see when I'm there? I just don't see
it. Give me a trained intelligence roll.
All right. With
a +2 because you're a dwarf and it's rocks.
All right, I'm just going to roll it and then you can.
Yeah, we'll add the. Oh, yeah, you recognize this as a cave moray, and you can see the little cyst in the wall where it is.
Okay, so
you're not going to be surprised. Like, you know that these creatures, like, you know, it's like, imagine an undersea sea moray, yeah. Right? They hide, and then they go, wah! And so this is just the same thing in the side of a cave. But you have identified where assist is, so you could like run up and hit it before it can do anything.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go right. Hit and kill. So
all right, so yeah, go in there and give me an attack.
All right, I'm going to go to my equipment, and we're just going to try to block. You know, that's my
that's your deed. Yeah,
yeah. It trying to whack it in the hole. So
whack it in the hole.
Oh.
Pretty shitty.
11. I don't think it's AC is that bad. Nope, that's a miss. Give me your second attack. It's a D16, I think. Just roll a D16.
I gotta get
four.
D16.
You get plus 8 on this.
I'll just roll it here and see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, that's a hit. Roll your attack and we'll use the damage off of it.
Oh, yes.
5, 11 points of damage. That's a palpable hit. Okay.
And it's kind of pointless to do a shield bash against a hull, so.
Yeah. Okay. All right, who's up next? Let's see. Irilidar, you're up. Oh, it's just Angus, though. Like, unless you want to try and, like, we'll have, if, like I said, spells maybe. Ranged attacks aren't going to work.
Yeah. So I'm going to hang here, I guess. And
have so him. Let's just go back and forth. Let's duke it out. All right.
Yeah.
You want to heal me, Hansy? Oh, no, he went away. Sorry.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to fucking miss. All right, go ahead, Angus.
All right, so, you know, he died.
We can probably... Oh, here, this guy's fucking dead.
If I hit him.
That will actually miss, but give me a D16.
Okay.
It'll be plus 12.
Wow, that was a great damage roll, too.
It was.
Mm. Nope. Fuck. Yeah. All right.
All right, he's coming after me.
Let's see if he can do some damage. No. That's not going to hit you, right?
All right, no, it's not going to hit me.
All right, give me another one.
Here's the deed again.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Get a hit. You got him. So tell me how you take this guy out.
So he's going to peek around the corner. He's scared of me. And he just sticks just enough of his head out there, and I'm going to hit it, and it just it's not going to sever his head, but it's going to cut off his nose and go into where his nose goes into the skull and just enough to kill him. So
okay. I don't know that eels have noses, but sure, I'll go with it.
It's got a face. So.
Ish.
Snout.
Okay.
Ish.
Snout. Yeah. Okay. I'm good with it. I love I know how much you know you don't really like role playing, but you get into these death descriptions. I love it. It's awesome.
I like the death descriptions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I'm gonna chug a potion of healing because Remind is a cleric.
Oh yeah. I mean, I could roll for him.
That's all right. I don't want to fuck up his. I still had a bunch from last time, so.
So, Duck, is there anything in the moray eel hole? So,
what are you gonna tell me how you search the hole?
I'm gonna stick the end of my I'm not gonna stick my hand in there. I'm gonna stick the end of my battle axe into their the handle and stick it in there and try to pull it out.
Just a tip.
You don't know nothing that you see.
And do I smell anything coming down there? Being dwarfish. Nope.
Okay. No gold or gems at this point.
Thanks. Thanks, Angus.
There's a faint smell of gold and gems, platinum and gems, farther in the caves.
All right, let's let Todd go ahead and snoop it out.
So I'm now going to be extra vigilant to pay attention to any nooks and crannies Angus, like that.
Yeah, Angus will show you like what the like it's like a it's kind of rock like looking, but it has like it looks like kind of like one of the little alien egg things. So it's got a distinctive appearance. So yeah, you can probably pick it out.
Alrighty, I'm gonna goggle back up, start heading down. I'll wait for everybody.
I'll be behind him.
Of course, there was a little
nugget
pathway. Oh no, there wasn't a pathway. There's a blockage.
Yeah. So, when you look over here, Todd, even you look right here, there's actually like, if you feel like this is kind of a door that you could open. And give me a trained intelligence roll.
Ready? Close my thing. I don't know why I close it.
Yeah, you see like more foot traffic along this path than you did up here. More disturbance in the dust.
As if they were avoiding weird morae old things.
Perhaps. Angus, you smell gold to the west.
Oh, nice. I'm going to point that out to our compatriots.
Or you smell treasure to the west, I guess you should say.
Yeah.
Some valuables.
That's what I'm kind of going, right. Hey, boys, we need to go down here. Get down here.
All right, here we go. Can't move.
Yeah, the walls can get weird.
Oh, okay, so there's a connection there.
It's still to the west. All right.
The west, gentlemen.
Yeah. Todd, you see another one of those nodules up here.
Alrighty.
Oh, one of the moray nodules?
Yeah. And this is where the dwarves are smelling the treasure from.
Oh, let's kill this.
Down south, or where the nodule is?
To the north. Let's kill that.
Go kill the nodule, Angus.
Yeah, and I mean, you guys are more than a match for these things. I'll say Angus can go up and kill it.
Okay, let's kill it.
And you're smelling this really strong, you know, really strong treasure smell.
It's a sweet goodness.
Yeah, you look in the hole. There's nothing in the hole. But yeah, what are you gonna do?
Let's keep going.
Yeah, but he said it's to the north, though. The smell. Yeah.
As you move away from where you just killed the moray, cave moray, the smell gets weaker.
Secret door. So let's.
We will search for a secret door.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a trained intelligence roll.
Nice.
You don't find a secret door. But as you're looking around, you slip and fall on the moray eel, and you hear a as you press its body into the ground, like the tinkle of valuable things
inside it.
Then we will gut the eel.
Disembowel it. Yeah, let's disembowel that fucker.
Yeah, you find a platinum necklace studded with emeralds worth 1,700 gold pieces.
Wow. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Booyah.
Yep. I figured you guys would like that.
Yeah.
Huh? All right.
Booyah.
Yep.
Clearly not magical with monetary value.
That's right. Yeah. Meta clues. You know, we got a game. We have a game we like. We play our game.
Yeah. Yep. No, I like this.
Good game. It's a good game. All right. We will continue southwards.
Yeah, so there was nothing else down that north passage, Duck.
No, once Todd eviscerates the moray eel and pulls this slime encrusted necklace out, you know that's what you were smelling.
Okay. And I keep pulling it.
Alrighty. Everyone, I'll wait for everyone to catch up because I got another fork in the road here.
Smelling of Troy.
Alright. Let's head down this way.
Which way are we going?
To the east. So I'm down here.
Okay, got it.
And then I'm heading this way.
I like that you guys actually have to come back. Like, hey, I'm over here. It's good.
Right. Oh, here we go.
Right, and remember, for all we give shit about Foundry, Todd, there's another one of those doors here. And the heavy traffic appears to go down this way.
Down this way,
yeah.
Yeah. So if we go south, there's not much traffic that way. So hey, Duck, am I smelling any gold or platinum or any directions? Nope.
Nope.
Smelling troglodyte.
All right, I'm gonna look at the ground and see where the traffic's heading.
It's going this way.
All right, can you guys see where we're going, or do you guys need us to go back so you can follow? Yeah,
they're not coming. They're not coming.
We're going.
Well, I got this light source. Just head towards me. Yeah.
Yeah, head towards the light. Norwood.
I don't see a light. I mean, I just. Oh, I see.
Head towards the light. Oh, shit.
So, which way you want to go, Todd?
They're following the foot traffic. This way.
Okay, let's follow.
And the path seems to slope downward, perhaps
to another way.
Different level.
Hey.
Very good. Good job, fellas.
We've made it to level 7.5.
Maybe.
This is 4.
Actually,
we made it to a slightly lower level of 4.
No, it's 6. The underwater level is level 5. But you know, the underwater one probably sucks ass for various reasons. Like I've been reading about underwater combat; it's no fun. But you know, but you know, might be cool shit there.
So you're saying we're pausing it for tonight?
Yeah, I think I fade to black.
Okay.
So let's do XP for everyone who's here. Of course, no one who's not here gets any XP.
Yeah.
Let's do 6 XP
per
person.
All right, I go up.
Oh, you're leveling up?
Yep, I was 2 away.
Sweet. Awesome sauce. Nice. That's great. So you're level 5 or 6 now?
6 now.
Woo-hoo. Very good, very good. Oh, you can pick out, I'll let you pick out spells too, because I'm a nice guy. Yeah. Don't forget... Norwood and Iriladar, like you found a spell book in the Delphi Mansion too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
yeah.
thought you guys already divvied that one up though.
Maybe we did. I don't know if I.
Yeah. You guys should have a lot of spells to choose from.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's with sword magic, entropic maelstrom, forget, water breathing, and you know it does say that we could.
Hey, water breathing. And I just said underwater level, like some genius could put those two things together.
Well, right. Somebody has a ring of water breathing, don't we?
Well, you have a ring of water something. You haven't quite figured that out.
It does say that we can learn the reverse of spells, but you have to learn it one way or the other. And then you can cast the other way, but it's at a penalty at a lower dice chain.
Right, right. So there is an advantage to having both learned.
Yeah,
then you
can, right. Yeah.
With, what level spells can you cast though?
I now can
third
cast
level for sure.
Level
well,
six.
I don't know about elves.
Yeah, no, the elves.
Spell level 3rd.
Oh, okay, nice. So you can do
level 6. Yeah.
Very good, very good.
So you two can fight amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Divvy up the spells. Don't forget to do the treasure divvying and all that.
Yeah, kind of I'll add up all that stuff and send out something.
Okay.
Minus 10%.
All right, boys.
Cool.
All right. Sweet. It's good to get back at it.
Great. Yeah.
This is good.
Sorry about last time.
I know where you're going, so this is good. I can prep the right place. Yeah.
As it were.
All right. You guys have a good evening.
Mm-hmm. All right. You as well.
Thanks, Doc.
Thank you.